Point of law.
Are you guilty of a crime if you merely helped the holdup man escape the law? The court held up that question in the case of the kissable criminal, Charlie Boone, with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. April Duncan had moved into the city to find a more exciting life, but all she found was a dull job in a clothing factory and a trip to the movies once a week with Emily Hanford, her roommate. And then she met Brian Hartley. He was handsome, charming, marvelous dancer. Though he didn't seem to work, he always seemed to have money. Didn't mind spending it on April. Young lady was enchanted. But roommate Emily wasn't too sure. Emily said,
"You know, he never talks about his family or his job or the people he knows. Don't you think that's a little strange?"
April sighed wistfully and she said,
"But he kisses so beautifully."
Then one night, the story came out. The two girls were home alone. Suddenly, they heard two shots. They sounded quite close. A few moments later, a pounding on the door. It was Brian. His jacket and shirt were bloodstained. He tore them off, threw them at April without a word. Then he put on an overcoat he'd left there the night before and took off. Emily stared wide-eyed at the bloody garments. She quivered.
What are you going to do?
Well, April gave Emily a look and stuffed the shirt and jacket into their trash burner and burned them.
Now, neither of us heard or saw anything, and for heaven's sake, Emily, stop shaking.
Emily stopped, but her fears grew. She finally went to the police and told them what had happened. Brian was captured, April was arrested, and charged with being an accessory to the crime of robbery. In court, the district attorney told the judge,
"This young woman heard shots and had to realize a crime was in progress. She must have known that when Brian turned up with blood all over himself that he'd been involved, yet she took garments he was wearing and burned them. That was destruction of evidence, and she is guilty of being an accessory to the crime."
April's attorney said,
"This young lady had not the slightest idea that her friend Brian was a professional hold-up man. Nor did she know the red stuff on the garments was blood. It could have been red paint, for example. And burning the garments doesn't mean anything, because Brian can be convicted on other evidence."
Was it a crime to help this kissable criminal? We'll return with the court's verdict in just a moment. Are you a criminal if you merely help a wrongdoer after the crime? Yes, said a Kentucky appeals court. April was an accessory. That is one who knows that there has been a felony, yet helps or assists or comforts the criminal, including helping him escape. Some courts would say this makes the helper a principal, but either way, it's a crime. April must be convicted and sentenced for helping Brian escape. In this Kentucky case, it's a point of law on WCCO.